Hi, Duchess. Today is, the 22nd of August, 69. It's Friday, and it's my day off. It's the first day off I've had, or the first full day off that I have had in about 2.5 weeks. And it's about 4:30 in the afternoon, and I have done absolutely nothing all day. I was very, very, very tired. I didn't wake up until about 11:30, 11:45, and then I went back to bed. I didn't sleep that much, but I just laid very still, very relaxed, and I listened to the radio. I did nothing, and this is the first time I'm making an effort to accomplish anything by getting this tape out. I think it's nice to be able to do that every once in a while. I've had an awful lot of diarrhea the last 4 or 5 days, and I think this has weakened me. It's going around. Linda has been sick for 3 days. She was in bed. Mick has had diarrhea. One of the other boys that works for me, he has not been feeling well. I have been feeling well, Duchess, except for this diarrhea nonsense. And I think, hopefully, I'm better now. I don't know. I haven't had that much in my stomach, so I can't really tell. I hope you can hear my voice over the airplanes. I wait until I think there won't be any planes, but it's only a matter of minutes before some more come over. We had a lot of excitement this week. Wednesday, the 20th, was the second anniversary for Plantation Service Club, and we have been preparing for weeks for this big date. Oh, we scrubbed, Duchess, we washed, we put up signs, we decorated, we made a scrapbook, we rearranged the furniture, we got food in, we had mess halls make all kinds of cakes and little goodies and what have you. It was a beautiful day. Everything went well, just everything. The beginning of the month, we started a contest. We have these 5-gallon jugs, glass jugs, that we fill one of them up with beans, you know, kidney beans, and it held 35,527 beans. And we had the men making guesses as to how many beans in the jar. And during the open house activities, I gave away a small tape recorder to the man who had guessed closest to the beans. He was only 79 beans off. And it so happened that he was an American. We had about 20 people who had guessed somewhat close. And out of the 20, I think we had maybe 2 from GIs, and the rest were all Thai troops. So it was kind of nice that he was there, because the winner had to be present to get the prize of the tape recorder. And of course we had the big wigs down. Betty McKinney came. Jane Matthew came. Jane, of course, is the staff director of all service clubs. She's in charge of all clubs in Vietnam. And Betty is in charge of 3rd and 4th Corps. Jane had not been in the club for at least 9 months. And she was just shocked, Duchess. All she kept saying is, oh, how well organized everything is. Oh, what a beautiful job you have done. Oh, how lovely everything looks. This kind of stuff, you know. And she must have told me 1,000 times how pleased she was, what a fantastic job I had done. And so, of course, I was very pleased, and I certainly cannot take total credit for it myself. I have worked my staff extremely hard. I don't know. I guess some people, Duchess, would say I'm a tough person to work for. And perhaps I am. But my theory on it is, if anybody working for me learns his job and does a full day's work, does his job every day, then I don't think he'll ever have any gripe from me. But, of course, everybody likes to goof off as much as they can, whenever they can. But I don't ask them to do anything I don't do. Nobody puts in longer hours than I do. And I hold myself fully responsible for the good or the bad of whatever happens. So anyway, I'm not getting any complaints from the staff. I go out of my way to do things for them, and they have gone out of their way to assist me in rebuilding this club. In addition to Betty and Jane, a number of the girls from different clubs from all over came, which was real nice. It makes such a difference when you have some round eyes there. And of course, they were very, very surprised, because this is the only club in Vietnam where we do not have a majority of American troops. I mean, it's the one and only club where 97% of the men who visit the club or use the club are Thai troops. There is one other club in Vietnam that has a great deal of Filipino men using the club. But aside from these two clubs, the others are, as I said, basically military men of the U.S. Army. So some of the girls, I'm sure, felt it very strange, because the Thais are different in many ways, very shy, very backward culturally in comparison to our standards. In addition to many, many battalion commanders, I know just about all the battalion commanders and their XOs and what have you on compound. We have many tenant units here, but they all came down, and Colonel Mittelstadt came over, and he is the leading United States military man on this compound. And then General Sawat came in for a visit on opening house on that day. I had sent him an invitation along with 22 other Thai officers, several who did come down. But General Sawat is the new commanding general here. He took over from General Thai Huy. He's a two-star general, major general. And I think he speaks English very well. I'm not sure he understands everything, but I did take him through the entire club, and I do think he was very surprised, because it's kind of a unique thing, Duchess. Here we have three American women running a club that is almost 100% Thai. It's a difficult position, and it can be a frustrating one. And so he seemed very, very pleased, and everybody was pleased, just everybody. I had many, many compliments. I had taken two shuffleboard tops, you know, they're about 24 feet long, and I used that for the buffet area, because it made a great serving table. I put them on top of tables and made a big V shape. Oh, and I had a big plaque made up, Duchess, a chart, showing all the statistics of the attendance and programs and whatnot from 2 years back. I had one of the boys who was somewhat of an artist do it for me. It was a great big chart. And then I put up some pictures of the service club, and I had another counter that we had these favors. You know, we have pens and little razor kits and little first aid kits and different things that we give away as favors. I put them on strings and put them in a trunk, and the men had to stand on the opposite end of the counter, you know, and pull the string, and whatever they pulled is what they received for a favor. Something like going to an amusement park and fishing for a prize. Anyway, it was a little different, and they loved it. And at the end of the day, we didn't have a favor left in the club. But it takes these little unique things to make a party successful. At least I think it does. In addition to that, I had arranged for helicopter transportation to pick Jane and Betty up and return them. And Colonel Cook, Hal, took care of all that for me, which was very nice of him. So all in all, Duchess, it was just a marvelous day. And as I said, people were just amazed. And Betty called me yesterday to tell me how nice everything was and how pleased Miss Matthews was, you know. But as I said, she hasn't seen the club in many, many months, and an awful lot has been done. I'm very, very proud of the many things we have accomplished. I'm still trying to get hot water in the club and trying to fix a ditch out in the back that is not draining. And there are a number of things that have to be done yet, but we have come a long way. And Wednesday was a big day, a big feather in my cap, so to speak. What else? Today we are supposed to have our trailer on compound. As you know, I have been waiting for months to get a trailer. It's supposed to be a three-bedroom trailer, and it will be very crowded when we get into it, but it will be cleaner. At least it will be air-conditioned, I hope. I don't know what's inside the trailer yet. I haven't seen it, but they were supposed to bring it up from Dong Tam today. And I told them to give me a call, even though I was off, that I would love to come over and see it. But as of yet, no one has called, and I have a feeling that something came up and it isn't here yet, which wouldn't surprise me in the least. So, let's see. And then yesterday, Bob Porter, Colonel Porter, he picked me up and we went to lunch at Loon Foon's. You know, it's the only restaurant in a radius of 30, 40 miles, and it's over at Longbin Post. And we went over there and had a lovely lunch. We took a couple of hours. And we came back, and I thought that was kind of nice, because I just haven't done that in a while. And he thought he would wait until after open house so I would be relaxed, you know, and could enjoy my lunch. Because a few days before open house, boy, it was hectic, let me tell you. Very, very hectic. Whatever, I'll turn over.